Unit 1. It's a new world record. Page 4.
The name Sir Hugh Beaver may not mean much to most people, but his brainchild, Guinness World Records, is known around the world. Here is how it all started. Sir Hugh was the managing director of the Guinness Brewery. One day in 1951, Sir Hugh was hunting with some friends in southeastern Ireland. He shot at a kind of bird called the golden plover, but he missed. Sir Hugh said that, in his opinion, the golden plover was the fastest flying game bird in all of Europe. Some of the people in his party disagreed. They said that the fastest game bird was another type of bird, the grouse. Sir Hugh decided to check the facts. He and his friends searched through many reference books in a library, but none of them had much information about the fastest, the biggest, the most expensive, or the oldest. Sir Hugh had a brilliant idea. He realized that every day there are hundreds of arguments similar to the one that he had had with his friends. He also realized that many of these arguments took place in pubs and bars where his company's products were sold. He decided that a thorough, reliable guide to records was needed. Of course, he liked the idea that this guide would indirectly promote Guinness products. Several years later, in September 1954, Sir Hugh approached Norris and Ross McWhirter. These twin brothers operated a fact-finding agency. Sir Hugh asked them to collect and publish a guide to records in as many fields as possible. The McWhirter brothers opened a Guinness Records office in London, and after a year of hard work, the first slim volume was published in the UK. By the end of the year, the book climbed to the top of the British bestseller list. In 1956, the Guinness Company published the record book in the United States. It was also an instant success there. Updated every year, Guinness World Records has sold more than 90 million copies in 77 different countries and in 37 languages. In fact, the book holds a record of its own. It has sold more copies than any other book except the Bible and the Quran. Guinness World Records has been called the world's most readable reference book. The records are divided into 13 categories. Some people use the book to settle arguments about scientific facts. Others use it to resolve debates about sports. Most people, though, enjoy looking through the book for wacky world records. One of the most unusual is the record set by Christian Adam of Germany. Adam rode his bicycle 60.45 kilometers while playing the violin. Oh, and by the way, he rode backwards when he set this record. Then there was David Kremer from Wisconsin, USA, who stacked 10 bowling balls on top of each other. Or John Evans of the UK, who balanced a car on his head for 33 seconds. For those who cannot get enough information about records from the book, there are Guinness World Records museums located throughout North America and Europe, and one recently opened in Taiwan. The Taiwan Museum is unique. Its main hall resembles an enormous Guinness World Records book, and its snack bar looks like a giant hamburger. You can also watch Guinness World Records Primetime, a weekly television show, or you can visit the Guinness Internet website. If you like, you can try to break a world record yourself. You don't have to be strong or fast to set a new record. You could have the world's biggest birthday party. Currently, that record is 35,000 people, the number who attended a birthday party for Colonel Sanders in 1979. If you have plenty of time, you can grow your hair to a record length. Hu Sitao of Chiang Mai, Thailand, whose hair is 5.15 meters long, has the current record. He stopped cutting his hair in 1929. Or you could break the record for getting into a bathtub with the most live, venomous snakes. Bibby and Rosie Reynolds McCasland of Texas, USA, hold that record now. They got into a bathtub with 76 live rattlesnakes. Of course, even if you do officially break a record, you may not make it into the pages of the book. You may only get a certificate. Thousands of records are broken annually, but only a few hundred are included in the next year's book. And be careful, the Guinness Corporation takes no responsibility for accidents or injuries that occur when you are making your record-breaking attempt.